Can we play a fun little game here?
Yes, we can. Sorry, did you need me to say yes in that moment? But yes, we can.
I did. I needed validation on that.
Okay, yes, we can.
I'll tell you what, we'll add a little music to this.
There you go. Now it's a game.
All right. Is this a life hack or a setting the bar story, okay?
Okie dokies.
We all know setting the bar stories are...
They're examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. So, if you can manage to make it through the day without smearing your car in cow manure to keep it cool, you're doing okay. Life hack or setting the bar story. A guy in India says it's a life hack. Says you can protect your car from the summer heat by slathering it in cow poo.
It's got to smell some sort of way.
He's a doctor. He says it often happens in summer that the sheet on top of the car draws heat and increases the temperature inside the car.
So, sheet.
So by applying cow dung coating, the inside temperature of the car does not rise. The heat that is felt while sitting inside the car during summer is avoided with this, and the AC works more efficiently.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What does it do to the paint, to the clear coat, to all that on the car? Does it eat through that at all? Is it damaging at all to that?
I love that you've already gotten to the application of it. I'm saying
if we're doing that, we need to fully, like, investigate the life hackness of this.
I'm still at the how do we harvest enough cow manure, and
we're gonna need
what
a shovel.
Are we applying it with? Is it
probably
something where we have to add a little bit of water to make it stick, or is it naturally that way?
By the picture, it looks as though maybe it was wet down a little bit.
Well,
and I'm thinking of like you're spreading spackle or mortars, a tool like that.
Now, keep in mind,
he's smoothed it out. There's no lumps.
Safety first.
Uh-huh.
We don't cover the windows.
No, you have to be able to see
just the metal parts of the car.
Sure, which again, have we verified that it's not eating the paint? Because eggs can do that, right? If you leave eggs on car paint, doesn't that eat through that?
Yes.
Did I make that up?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. We just need to verify you're not going to damage the finish of the car.
What are we deciding?
I don't think it's a practical life hack,
or is this a setting the bar story?
I'm probably still going to opt for the windshield shade that you can get.
The little reflective windshield shade.
The reflective windshield shade is probably going to be a more practical option for me.
You mean you're going to do that? As opposed to going to your local farm and picking up...
And harvesting dung? Yeah.
Dump truck worth of cow dung?
Yeah. Again, I don't really have a good way to transport that.
All right.
In the back. I don't have all-weather mats.
All right. So we're going to go ahead
problematic.
And keep that in the setting the bar lane.
Okay.
All right. So setting
inventive,
the bar.
Inventive, but don't know if it's practical.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without smearing your car in cow manure to keep it cool, you're doing okay. But again, you know what? I like that he is thinking of solutions to problems. That
is
good.
It's organic.
Yes.
And then whatever's left over, he can plant in the garden and grow some vegetables.